Okay, we are back. You are listening to Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster, and the Carpet One Summer Convention was held a couple of weeks ago. It was held in Cincinnati. We're going to talk about that convention this morning. We have on the line with us Evan Hackel. He is the president of Carpet One. Evan, always great to have you on the program.
It's great to be here, Dave.
Now, let me just say right up front here, the Summer Convention was another outstanding event that was produced by the people at Carpet One. Let me commend you and your people. You really know how to put a meeting on like this. You guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you very much. I tell you, conventions for us are very important. It's our best way of communicating to our members, and putting on a convention where our members can really understand what we're doing and leave enthusiastic and inspired is certainly our goal, and appreciate your nice comments.
Well, it's entertaining. There's a lot of information. There's a trade show, a lot of moving parts, and you guys always do a great job and a very entertaining job, I may hasten to add, and I appreciate you having us there.
Our pleasure.
The convention, the theme of the convention was Turn It On. Talk a bit about that theme, if you would.
Well, the theme really comes in two parts, and the complete theme, by the way, is Turn It On, the Carpet One Network. And sort of the fun that we had at convention, as I know you're aware of, listeners might not be, is that we sort of presented the entire convention as if somebody was sort of at a TV show and they were watching the Carpet One Network like we were, broadcast network. And the theme really had two parts to it. One part was, turn it on, let's steal share, not steal might be the wrong word, but let's earn share. And we know that over the last 9 months or so, when the downturn started, that we have been gaining market share, and we're glad about that. But we really see an opportunity to even gain more and be more aggressive. And we really spent a lot of time talking to our members about ways they can get more market share. And while other people are sort of setting back and taking a defensive posture to be more aggressive, the second part of Turning On the Carpet One Network was really an opportunity by us. And management and the membership, and this is really a direction led by our advisory council, was to spend a lot of time focusing our members on some of the key things that we do really well as a company and making sure that all of our members are focused and on board and moving forward in those key venues. So those were sort of the two dual purposes of the theme, and I can tell you the theme resonated, I think, very well with the membership.
Now, Cincinnati. Not the first city one would think of for a convention, but a great city for it. It had been years since I've been there. I was very impressed. How come the city? How'd you come to pick Cincinnati?
Well, it's interesting. We try to move our conventions around a little bit because it's sort of unfair to members that, have to travel all the time. And by moving and going to a different city, it allows certain members to drive in, which is nice. But really, Cincinnati came about from a meeting that we had quite a while ago where we happened to have the meeting in Cincinnati, our design firm that does all of our visual merchandising in Cincinnati, and while we were there, we were checking out the convention facility, and they just completely remodeled their convention center down there, and it's a very nice convention center. They have award-winning food, and what we kind of liked about it was that there were four hotels that all sort of fed into the convention center, and there's actually a walkway you can take and not even use the streets if you want. I took the streets because the weather, I thought, was quite nice when we were there. But it kind of made it a nice environment where people could enjoy the city a little bit as well as use a very modern, up-to-date convention facility. It worked out quite well.
Yeah, it was a great choice. Talk about the turnout at the show.
We were very pleased. We had a higher turnout this summer than we had last summer, which we're very, very happy about. Our membership does generally turn out very strongly for shows. Interestingly, we had more members, but I think the numbers of people that people brought maybe were pulled back a little bit this year compared to other years. But attendance was very good.
Mm-hmm. 2007 has not really been a stellar year for a lot of players in the floor covering industry. What are you hearing about the Carpet One members and their reaction to this this year so far?
Well, business is very interesting. It's not bad everywhere. I think people who sort of universally say it's bad everywhere, I think are not really fully aware of what's happening in the economy. Certainly, builder is down significantly in aggregate, but there are a lot of our members that actually report builder business being up, which is somewhat seems surprising given all the news, but I think if you're in the right geographic area, building business right now is fairly good. The same is true with retail. And retail is not down the way builder is down. In fact, I would argue, at least for our membership, the retail business is up overall. And I know the industry is probably at retail down a little. We're definitely up in retail. And, our members, I think, certainly have a hard time like anybody if they're in a state where the housing market's down 30 or 40%, which some states it is, fighting that kind of downward trend. But I think our members are really doing a great job in terms of going out and getting business, advertising a little bit more aggressively, advertising a little bit more. Our members are doing a better job working together, doing group advertising, our group buying. I think the values that we're able to present to customers, we're taking advantage of the soft market. We're buying product better than we would if right now it's a buyer's market versus a seller's market, meaning that the vendors right now need business, they need volume. So, as a buyer of product, we're able to get better deals than when they are, oversold mm-hmm. and have production problems and can't really deliver to the market. So, we've been able to take advantage of that. I think our members are succeeding because of it.
You had mentioned regional members getting together. I sat at one of the meals. I sat with a group that had met on a regular basis, a regional group, and very impressive. They all knew each other by the first name, and they exchanged information on a free and open basis. That's an impressive element of this whole organization.
Well, it's something we've really been working on for the last couple of years. And, the power of this group has always been in networking and people understanding what other people are doing that are successful and mimicking it. And what we found is that by getting our members together locally, and it really started by our members doing this on their own, and then what we were able to do is kind of understand what those groups did that were successful and then passing that on to the rest of the membership, is that not only do they get together often and get to develop much closer friends on a regional basis, but the ability for them to do simple things, buy freight together, work with larger buys from distributors and suppliers and share and distribute the goods amongst them by advertising on a regional basis. Even help themselves, help each other out, emergency staffing issues, things of that nature that, come from a great, strong local group. And this has been very, very successful in Carpet One Floor Home.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you to put on your economist's hat. As I should mention to our listeners, you are an economist. What's your take on the housing market on a national basis? When are you expecting to see a turnaround?
Well, I said I have a degree in economics, and there's a difference between that and being an economist.
Well, you're
so
an economist to me.
I want to go on this thing, and I read the financial New York Times, Wall Street Journal. And I also listen to your show. You have a great economist on there. But giving you my layman's point of view, I think what you're going to see is that the concept of a rebound in the housing market to where it was isn't ever going to happen in the near future. That housing will rebound. It will rebound slowly over time. That housing, as it was 2 years ago when it really was unbelievably robust, to get back to that level and that vibrance could take a decade or more. That it just simply isn't going to be off on, sometimes bubbles, dip and then come back. This bubble, I think, is fully bursted, for a lot of reasons. But what you're seeing in the mortgage industry in terms of the ability of consumers to get mortgages, not only have interest rates creeped up a little bit, but the availability of lending to people of that don't meet quite the criteria of the higher standards that used to be that became very lax. That's not going to change overnight, and so I think people need to expect to see that probably starting next year that there'll be either flat or slight growth, and maybe the year after it'll grow a little bit faster. But I don't think you're going to see a radical return to where we were in housing. The same token, I wouldn't sit here and tell anybody not to be in the housing business. One of the things that we encourage all of our members to do is balance in business and to do builder work, to do commercial work, to do retail work. By doing that, they protect their businesses, and one of the reasons our members have been able to do quite well during the downturn is even if they do a substantial amount of builder work, they have a strong, vibrant retail business that they can support themselves when their builder business goes down. One of the big initiatives at last convention that our members were talking a lot about this convention was our ProTrade credit and providing credit to our members to be able to offer to builders, contractors, property developers, anybody to help them do more commercial and builder work. And I think that's been very helpful, particularly now because, you know, the credit risk to builders today is certainly far greater than it used to be. So I see it growing over time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a toll, Evan, do you think this whole housing slump is taking on this industry in general, floor covering business across the board?
Well, I think it's like any kind of time you have a downturn. I think a lot of companies become a little bit fat. They build their business based on the volume they have. I think ones that probably have done better during the downturn are the ones that sat back and were very careful not letting their expenses creep up and look at their business and say, this is unusually high volume and I need to be prepared to be profitable at lower levels. I think people got hurt the most are the ones that didn't do that. I think you're going to see our suppliers, really working on efficiencies and making themselves a much lower cost producer of product. I think, you want to add, the economy. I think the other thing in terms of certainly the carpet side and certainly to a lesser degree but still important degree on the other side is the price of energy. I think that has everybody re-looking at how they produce and manufacture product and bring it to the market. Because right now you can't, it's hard to sell product and yet your costs are going up, and how do you pass those costs off when the economy is going down? And I know I certainly heard this on your show, and I think it just makes sense to anybody, but when demand is soft, it's almost impossible to pass on price increases to your customers effectively. And really it's not to the point where it costs you more to make it than it is to sell it. Do you get to the point where you're simply going to refuse business because the pricing that you'd have to sell the product at is too low? So it really, this is putting a lot of pressure on our suppliers and frankly, not pressure we want them to have. I mean, this isn't good for anybody. I think we'd all like to see energy prices come down and business improve, but I think it'd make us all better and those that survive will be stronger.
This will conclude the first part of a five-part conversation with Evan Hackel, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. We'll air the second part of this conversation tomorrow. This is Floor Radio. Thank you.